This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours as we track the news and the criminal activities of the New World Order Crime Syndicate. Big news story out today, out of the London Guardian. The Saudis are now releasing information that the British government is carrying out the bombings in that country in an attempt to destabilize the land so they could have a radical Muslim regime overthrow the obviously corrupt royalty, the House of Saudi. And so the globalists have an excuse to go in and then root out the radical Muslims and put in their own dictatorship. Now, this is the plan. It's been done all over the world. It's being done here in America. And they have the documents. Now, there's already 100 other stories, this bigger, with the British blowing up their own buildings, their own buses, their own schools, killing children to blame it on the folks in Northern Ireland as an excuse to keep that country divided. It's an old story, and it's happening again, and our government does it. It is one of their favorite tactics to blow stuff up, and when guts are in the streets, well, then they can pose as the quiet, loving government officials that stand up with authority and keep us all safe. So that article is coming up. Big news story, folks. Big. We'll cover that first when we get back from break. Also, Bush sabotaging arming pilots program. And it says, we all know Bush was against arming pilots, but when Barbara Boxer said she wanted to arm them, he gave it lip service. Now he's trying to sabotage the program. Of course, Barbara Boxer is an ultra-conservative compared to Bush. And I'm serious when I say that. And we'll get into the national draft. Did you know it's already in operation? Oh, yes. We'll get to this story. And just a lot more today right here on the Alex Jones Show. Also, now the mainstream media is admitting, and the former chief scientist of the Army is admitting, that DU is deadly and is maiming and killing our troops and Iraqis, and they've tested Australian and British and U.S. troops' blood from both Gulf Wars, high level of DU, depleted uranium, very dangerous. Be a lot better for you to go to the doctor's office and start eating the cube of radioactive material in the x-ray machine. But the government could care less and is not going to give them treatment, just like they didn't give them treatment when they were hit with nerve gas. That's how you support the troops. You don't give them treatment, and you call anyone that actually supports the troops a traitor. You are mindless. You are an idiot, and you are the new neocon. So we'll get into that as well. Also, big headline here, Continental Airlines and White House policies help terrorists target aircraft passengers. That's an interesting story that we'll give you more details of. Also, Reuters is to move its main operation to India. And Dell is doing that, moving to India and China, and almost everybody else is. And here's another one, booming China trade rankles U.S. Just enjoy yourselves, folks. They told you NAFTA and GATT would be great, and, well, you believe them because everybody knows historically governments do no wrong and are to be trusted mindlessly. Anyone that doesn't worship government is insane. mean, that's what the sitcoms and dramas say, and they have the government propaganda placement in the TV shows that you criticize the government, you're crazy. That's bizarre.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick, and you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, it is Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Been fighting the New World Order for coming up on 10 years, almost 9 years on the air. And I've written a book about September 11th, and I've made 9 documentary films, and I have several great websites, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and of course, PrisonPlanet.com as well. And on PrisonPlanet.com, we have a gigantic 911 government prior knowledge involvement section. I don't know. It's something like 500 mainstream news articles. There's only about 200 on Infowars.com in one spot. And we stopped posting the red flag smoking gun evidence that the government carried that out, or elements of the government, about a year ago on Infowars.com. We've continued to post on PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we post the news stories as they come out on the main page every day as new red flag, smoking gun, red-handed stories come out. I mean, one of these stories, you could convict the people that carried it out and have them sentenced to life in prison. But every day we post new articles. I mean, the subterfuge at every level, how sloppily done this operation was. I mean, it was well carried out on the day of the event, but still something this big is going to have 1,000 holes in it, even if 100 geniuses with 180 IQs put it together. But they're counting on the psychology that you can't handle the truth and that you will rationalize for yourself to protect your fragile comfort zone. Well, you're going to be crushed by this system whether you fight them or whether you go along with it. And in fact, the blows are going to be a lot lighter if you're in the fight. That's kind of a rule of football or sports, period, that if you're going full tilt boogie, as they say, and really focusing and putting your mind and your energy and your heart and soul behind something, it's pretty hard to get hurt. But it's when you relax, it's when you let down, it's when you don't focus that you snap your leg or break your shoulder. It's when you slip and fall down the stairs. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that America is just stumbling around in a lemming-like stupor, not looking at the facts. Every week, giant revelations come out on September 11th, but people don't have any historical context to look at the news. They don't have a long-term memory, so they're unable to focus, even as incredible earth-shattering events are taking place right in front of their eyes. Take the United Kingdom. It has come out in the last 2 years. They just calmly announce it in BBC, London Telegraph, London Guardian, Observer, Reuters, that, oh yeah, MI5 and MI6 carried out almost all the bombings and killed people, and well, yeah, it was a way to keep control of Northern Ireland and get more police state funding in England and Wales and Scotland. I mean, that's it. The central government wants control. They blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. It's called the frame-up. Maybe you've heard of it before. And that's just one of hundreds of stories. I mean, the Italian government admits in official documents with the U.S. government that they were carrying out terror bombings in the mid-1970s. Blaming it on the left wing, the CIA was. In this country, when the right wing gets too big and powerful and actually starts going in the right direction, they blow something up and say, oh, look, McVeigh did it, the right wing talk show host. They're all behind it, mass conspiracy. And then now that you've got the neocons in power, the threat is the real conservatives, and that's where they spend most of their time now, attacking, calling us conspiracy theorists. So, you know, look for terrorist attacks there to be blamed on the real patriots. They do it over and over again. But here's the big story today, and there's a bunch of them, but this one's being posted, if it hadn't already been posted, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as I left the office, the home office, to come to this office. I saw my wife about to upload it. Embassy blamed for bombings. Saudis accused British staff of destabilization campaign. Now, again, I'm not tooting my own horn. Once you understand this stuff, it's 101. Every time there's been a bombing in Saudi Arabia, going back 10 years, right through to this year, I've stated the facts. I've said it on air repeatedly. Frankly, dozens of times. People said, well, what's behind this Saudi bombing? And I said, that's British intelligence or Mossad. And I said, probably British intelligence. They're, frankly, the best terror agency out there. Everybody brags about the Mossad. They're a joke compared to British intelligence. They're out there carrying out the bombings. The CIA is pretty good at it, too. They're usually so busy, though, living it, you know, high on the hog off all their drug money that a lot of times they refuse to do some of this stuff. But they've got their black ops squads and their teams out there that do it. But I predicted, I said, it looks like British intelligence because not just that they're the best at this, but also because if you look at BCCI, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, they got caught funding all the major terror groups. I mean, all of them across the board. You're a major terrorist group. They're funding you. Muslim, Irish, Protestant. I mean, across the board, worldwide, black African terrorist, French terrorist. I mean, they were funding it. They're like, chaos from the James Bond flicks. But in reality, James Bond is chaos. And, ordered out of chaos, folks. Of course, the guy that wrote those books was a British intel guy. Made a little money on the side, I guess, letting out some of the dirty laundry, but putting a nice spin on it. But anyway, side issue. Because the British have always owned and run the last 100 years, or close to 100 since the World War I, that was a fight over who would control the Middle East and areas of Africa, as well as Europe, empire, that they carved up. They made Saudi Arabia. They made Kuwait. They made Iraq. They separated it up. And so that's their area of the world. And it is the British families, according to Forbes, that are the number one owners of U.S. companies, the Fortune 500, the military-industrial complex. When you hear it's the Chinese or the Japanese, that's a total red herring, folks. All that business in the 80s about, the Japanese are buying all our real estate. The Japanese, they're unstoppable. The globalists were just setting them up, just like they set the Arabs up in the 70s. And again, there's a whole history behind each one of those comments I just made. But the point is that it's obvious. You look at who stands to gain. You look at who has a history of bombing things. You look at how the bombings were carried out. You look at how the propaganda is released at the time of the bombing. I was totally sure, and I said the British government was either carrying out the bombings themselves or giving Israelis orders to do it. Well, here it is. And Saudi Arabia knows they're being set up to be taken down. And I'm no fan of the corrupt, degenerate Saudis. But you think they're corrupt and degenerate, they're just not good at hiding it, folks. The elites in this country, in England, and in the Netherlands, and Germany, and France, make the Saudis look like choir boys. Like little Lord Fauntleroy. Mr. Magoo or something. About 3 weeks before this stupid 800-page report and the 28 missing pages, total red herring, came out, the Saudis said, if you release evidence that we're behind terror, we're going to put out the facts that four global banks in the U.S. and England basically own us and actually fund the terrorists, okay? The Saudis know all this. And they've gone along all these years following their orders since the British told some Bedouin tribesmen, here's some machine guns, you'll be the boss, and you'll give us express license to all the oil. We're backing your tribe against that tribe. And you see what it's got you today. So then suddenly this dossier comes out and those 28 pages are redacted. So it's pretty obvious what's going on. It's a blackmail game here. Well, the Saudis are going ahead and dropping the big bomb, which we already knew and announced here 100 times, but now it's mainstream news. Bunch of articles on this, but here's one from The Guardian. Embassy blamed for bombing. Saudis accuse British staff of destabilization campaign. That's it, exactly what I said they were doing. British embassy staff in Riyadh have been accused by the Saudi Arabian authorities of coordinating a campaign of anti-Western terrorist bombings in the kingdom. The Guardian has learned. Well, let me just stop right there before I go any further. We have the Times of Taiwan and other mainstream news articles, Sydney Morning Herald. In fact, we'll need to repost those, Paul, on Prison Planet on the main page as flashbacks, where the British and the FBI were involved, and the Taiwanese found out about the Bali bombing 2 weeks before and were ordered not to warn the government in Bali. Now, that's on the record, and it was this super plastic explosive, and they grabbed some poor teenager and tortured the daylights out of him, and that's now come out. He said he did it after they were done torturing the living daylights out of him. But point is, same story. And these guys aren't going to stop, folks. you keep giving them power when they blow stuff up, it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse a lot quicker. These guys have got a hellish system set up if we let them push much further. We'll be right back.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Continuing with this news, and we'll open the phones up in the next segment. It'll be your chance to get involved and comment on it. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. Embassies blamed for bombing. Saudis accuse British staff of destabilization campaign. British embassy staff in Riyadh have been accused by the Saudi Arabian authorities of coordinating a campaign of anti-Western terrorist bombings in the kingdom. The Guardian has learned the accusation the British embassy in Riyadh coordinated the bombings to destabilize the Saudi regime is the latest and most bizarre piece of information, and it makes total sense, to escape the pall of secrecy behind which the Saudis have been conducting legal proceedings against seven Westerners who they say have been tortured into making false confessions. Two Britons have been killed and several other Westerners maimed or injured since November 2000 in a bombing campaign widely believed to be the work of anti-Western extremists. This, of course, turned out to mean that the building that got bombed just so happened to be the Carlyle Group with the Bin Ladens, and just so happened all the management was gone, but a couple of maids were there. Everybody just so happened to be on a retreat out of the country, but again, a few maids got killed, Carlyle Group, but again, everything's fine. Two Britons have been killed and several other Westerners maimed or injured since November 2000 in a bombing campaign widely believed to be the work of anti-Western extremists. The allegation against the British mission in Riyadh, confirmed yesterday by the Foreign Office, was at the heart of the prosecution case against five Britons, a Canadian, and a Belgian detained in the kingdom. In televised confessions broadcast last year, six of the men said they had been ordered to carry out the attacks, but did not say by whom. Well, it came out in Haaretz, Jewish newspaper, mainstream, that they would capture young Palestinians, torture them for several years, release them, pay them, and say, okay, you plant this little bomb here, you shoot this person there, nothing will happen to you. And nothing does happen to them. But then the Israelis get to get some Lebensraum, or living space. A Guardian investigation this year discredited the case against the men and uncovered evidence of systematic torture by Ministry of Interior officials. Oh. Loving government torturing people. In a prosecution document presented to a panel on Saudi judges last year, ministry investigations claimed the men were acting on orders from British embassy officials. The men were subsequently convicted and received sentences ranging from 8 years to prison to the death penalty. And the guy out in Bali, they now admit he was tortured, just some 18-year-old kid. Oh, yeah, he had high-power plastics and spread them all over the nightclub just perfectly. Then it turned out that the British government and the U.S. government had prior knowledge and told the Taiwanese who found out, don't warn the people in Bali or you're... aid funding could get in trouble. You keep your mouths shut. This came out in Taiwan's official government, folks, in their parliament. Look, this is all over the world. I mean, everybody's learning about this. This is not shocking or even radical news anymore. But here in America, we have almost a total news blackout other than a few websites and the news stories we get and post that never make it in the paper. And the affiliates we've got. And then meanwhile, it's just wall to wall. Turn your guns in. It's conservative. Open borders are good. Give the illegal aliens workers' compensation and more student aid than citizens get. It's conservative. 800 cities taking matricula cards. Don't arm the pilots. Just craziness. Total out of control. And the article goes on and on, folks. If you'd like to join us on air, where the Saudi government's getting desperate and is going, okay, well, here's the documents, and the British government admits, well, yeah, these accusations are being made, that, oh, the British are doing it to destabilize the country. Well, let's see. Why doesn't The Guardian link to all the other articles they've written at the bottom of the page? You know, they're related, where the British government admits, and their own agents have said, that they carry out most of the bombings, 90%+. Killing little British children, little Irish boys and girls, men and women, kneecapping people. They got MI5 Army Intel people walking around kneecapping folks. You better go beat up those Catholic boys. You better go beat up those Protestant boys to keep the fight going so the soldiers can march around in the countryside feeding on the population instead of people living in peace. Grow up, America. Grow up, Europe. Find out the truth, and I think you are, before it's too late, before these people, with all their underground bases, release the plagues. That's their plan. This is all just a prelude.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for traveler bill for $70.91. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, folks, there's a big headline. Embassy blamed for bombings.
And it burned.
Saudis accuse British staff of destabilization campaign and say that Britain is ordering and funding and directing the bombings as a pretext to destabilize the country, to bring it down, so they can then say, oh, look, there's a radical Muslim regime. We've got to send troops in and fully take over the country. And that's exactly what they do. They do it in their own British Isles every month or two. Blow something up and then come fluttering in the terrorists themselves who supposedly save the population. And by the way, we're not offering it yet, but by the end of this week we will be offering it. Paul Joseph Watson's Order Out of Chaos, and it has a large section on British sponsored terrorism. In fact, the chapter is called I don't have it in front of me, I read it several times, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network, or Her Majesty's Terrorist instead of Her Majesty's Secret Service. But that's in the book, just a side issue. But there's a big section on MI5, MI6-sponsored terror, where they've been caught red-handed over and over again on PrisonPlanet.com. So you'll definitely want to check that out. And Paul will definitely, my webmaster for Prison Planet, will definitely want to post this. And, of course, he's also the author of Order Out of Chaos. I'm about to go to your calls. There's a bunch of other news coming up, but I did want to read this email because I got about five or six emails that I saw on this subject, just like I got a bunch of emails about Gary Busey, who I know is a listener to the show because he calls my house all the time. He's a good guy, knows about the New World Order, kind of a wild man, though. And I got a bunch of emails about Gary Busey on his show on Comedy Central, talking about the New World Order and saying, I can't talk about it on this show, but it's all in Police State 2000. Because Gary's gotten the videos. He got the videos and contacted me. And was a lot of folks out in Hollywood, well, you know, Mel Gibson's dad, Mel Gibson, have seen the films, and they know about the New World Order. And there's quite a few other people. In fact, I just got a call yesterday from some Hollywood folks that are all scared of the New World Order and are saying or being told what to produce and what to do, and they can't believe how bad it's gotten. But that's a side issue. The point is, I trust these emails. I mean, people emailed me about Gary Busey and the Comedy Central piece, and now I've got it on tape. But I don't have this Malcolm in the Middle on tape, and if somebody's got it, I'd like you to send it to me. Or could you call in and confirm that you saw this so I know if they really did this? I mean, it's par for the course. I don't doubt they did this, but this is just one of the many emails I got. Hi, Alex. And Malcolm in the Middle is a Fox sitcom. And I've talked many times about how there's more propaganda, more mind control, more police state in sitcoms and in dramas and in made-for-TV movies and in movies themselves than in all the newscasts and newspapers. Because the globalists tailor propaganda. They have their neocon propaganda, Wall Street Journal stuff for highbrow folks. It's very sophisticated propaganda and lies, some of the time. They got some good writers, too, but you know, they mix the poison in. You've got the more mainstream propaganda for folks that read a few newspapers a week but don't have a good historical background, like USA Today. It's mainly a conditioning mechanism. Oh, yeah, there's satellite trackers in your car. Oh, yeah, our Supreme Court follows the European orders now, you know, just stuff like that. But that's for people who are at least somewhat involved, kind of the Discovery History Channel crowd. But for the Hollywood following e-entertainment, Howard Stern watching crowd, who I basically lump in with a sports fan echelon, it is heavily saturated. They get their propaganda through the sitcoms, through the dramas. And I see this every time I turn the TV on. If it's Kiefer Sutherland in 24 on Fox, or if it's L.A. Law on one of the other channels, every episode I've seen, they're torturing somebody to get answers, and torture's good because it saves the children or saves somebody, and the cops lie, and every episode they say, we don't need a warrant anymore, or forget the warrant, and they'll slap somebody upside the head, and it's good. You know, it's kind of like saying the Pinkerton security was good out west, killing people for their land. You know, they're just, it's like the newspapers of the 1870s, 1880s up in Liberty, Missouri, where we're on, by the way, telling everybody that Pinkerton were great guys. Well, it's the same thing today. You know, all this Pinkerton-style activity, running around, engaging in police state activities is good. So cops watch that, and they think, oh, it must be normal, it must be okay. It's peer pressure. They then carry it out on the streets. And here's this email, then I'll go to calls. It says, hi, Alex. Now, again, if you saw this, call and confirm it, because I got a bunch of emails on this. Hi, Alex. I happened to be watching Malcolm in the Middle last night, 8303, 2 days ago, with my kids, and it seems your broadcast have been made the butt of ridiculous, dumbed-down humor on that show. It seems the loser father figure, again, Fox is so-called pro-family, you know, pro-Bush, but notice they have the most evil shows, Temptation Island, you know, and Married with Children. See the plan, folks? It seems the loser father figure, very astute point by the emailer there, it seems the loser father figure on the show was made out to be some sort of freak with a clandestine radio broadcasting station. He mentioned some issues you have brought up and was using terms such as military-industrial complex, was screaming like a maniac, and was talking about other really lame, unrelated drivel, etc. Naturally, the government boys show up in a black van and chase him down on foot and generally made a real fool out of him, hauling him away, kicking and screaming. I would guess this is supposed to equate anyone who wants to call attention to the atrocities of our government in the minds of, quote, normal Americans are really just weird freaks to be laughed at. No one in my house was laughing, but also seeing the level of coincidence must be raised if the networks are trying to change from public opinion. Also, interesting side note, there is a local prison looking to raise funds for the homeless by getting people to spend the night in prison. They give the itinerary, and it was complete down to prison uniforms, roll call, meals, meet the guards, the warden, session, awake at 5 a.m. the next morning, etc. This sounds like activities to get everyone used to the idea of being a prisoner. Oh, that's admitted. And liking it, the idiots who participated said how nice everyone was and how it was good to get funds to the homeless. I'll see if I can send you the article. Well, I'm fully aware of that. Okay, now, here's the deal. I didn't see this, but I've seen similar stuff, where you'll have a drama and the mother thinks that the IMF and World Bank are private and doing bad things, so CPS comes and takes her kids. Because she's mentally ill. She's insane. She thinks there's a global government, so on judging Amy, she's the social worker, her mommy's the secret police Don, the judge, and you know, I've watched one episode and they're taking their kids. You flip to the next channel, it's torture of people is good. It's all over the place, folks. Every time I turn the TV on, I don't watch much TV, much less sitcoms and dramas. I mean, maybe you can tell me about how bad it really is, or tape this stuff off television and write notes and send me the tape, because
I can't stand to watch it myself unless I specifically know what I'm going to be seeing. But it's massive. But look at what, and all the emails basically told the same story, that he says the government's corrupt and is crazy, and he's broadcasting on a pirate radio station, and so men in a black van come and grab him. Now, he says there's men in black, but then he's still crazy when they even come and grab him. Now, that's Orwellian, folks. So see, oh, it's normal to get grabbed and thrown into the van. That's a symbol of freedom. And it's okay because he's crazy because he thinks the government's corrupt. Do you see how... And by the way, I read yesterday out of the big advertising consortium news about how the homosexual groups are paying to have product placement on Jay Leno's TV show. They pay to have a pro-homosexual message. Now, folks, they pay to have, the government pays $80 million a year, and they get matching funds. They get double, so that's $160 million a year. They get it at half price for propaganda placement. And so it's all, folks, I would imagine if you did research, and I know Fox is getting government funds to write their scripts, but I guarantee you that Malcolm in the Middle piece was paid for. And I've seen what storylines, and again, the government throws lots of ideas at the networks, and they decide what they want to accept and what funding they want to take. But for an episode, you're probably looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, there's so much product placement on Fox that they've got to be doing a lot of it for free. I mean, I've watched their Mad TV, and they'll have a scrolling news feed on the bottom talking about dumb conspiracy theorists that think the government's corrupt, how they should be arrested. Like, I got this on tape. I was taping it one night. I can't even watch a comedy show, folks. They were talking about how anybody against the war is a traitor, should be arrested. This is what scrolls, see. And so we're watching the news, listening to talk radio, reading newspapers, reading books, reading legislation, calling Congress. 80% of the public are in total la-la land, just absorbing massive propaganda. All right, let's go to the calls. Joan in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Okay, well, I've got a couple things, but I want to start out with about 8:30 this morning. I don't know if any of your listeners were taping or if the professor in Ottawa, was it, that you had on the other day, maybe he was taping Fox Cable this morning. But, of course, we had the bombing in, Jakarta?
I was going to get to that. Another convenient bombing.
Right. But this is what I heard, and I don't think I'll ever catch it again. And I wasn't taping, so if anybody was taping Fox this morning, 8:30 Eastern time, they ran a clip with a call from the reporter in Indonesia, right there in the capital city. And she started out, you know, about the bombing, and then she said, the United States, a few hours prior to the bombing, canceled 20 reservations for the Marriott. I couldn't believe it. That was honest to God, but I wasn't taping it, Alex, so if anybody can research
I mean, it's like the Carlyle Group's building. They sell it 6 months before, but it was still managed by them. One of their sub-companies was there. And all the management, mid-level, high-level, everybody was, quote, on a junket out of Saudi Arabia, and only the maids and security were there when it blew up.
I mean, it's a sick joke. I couldn't believe she said that. She said the United States canceled 20 reservations for the Marriott a couple
and
hours
sure
prior
that,
to the
I'm sure
bomb.
That Demon and Friends, that's what I call that morning show, Vampire and Friends, Neocon Bloodsucker Friends, well, they just gloss over it. Oh, thank you.
Well, nobody said anything. You know, of course, it just went into the rest of it, how many people were hurt. So I put a tape in, and I started taping then for the rest of the morning. But, of course, when they replayed, you know, the interview with her.
Yeah, it just so happened to be clipped out.
It was gone. It was gone. But talking about Ireland, we have a videotape here. I'm trying to see how I can get more. It's called The Siege of Shortstrand. It was produced by a Walsh-Graphics.com, and I traced down Walsh Trading Post up in New Jersey, and that is the same Mr.
Okay,
Walsh.
Okay, but just tell me
It is the Short Strand is a community just outside of Belfast, and last May, they were attacked, the Catholic community in the Short Strand were attacked. The Protestants and Catholics live together up there. In fact, about 25% or so are intermarried. They're a very close community.
MI6 and MI5 can't allow that.
Okay, well, anyhow, what happened? They started throwing bottle bombs and stuff like that and across the fence and stuff like that, and destroying the Catholic homes and stirring the whole community
okay,
up.
Okay, I understand. So what happened?
Now, the military police were there and everything, and they're just standing there, and the British police were just standing there, you know, like your SWAT team guys. We're just standing there and letting the
Well, let me tell you what happens.
Do it.
The leaders of the Catholics and the Protestant groups are always MI5, MI6, Army Intel,
uh-huh.
And they will go out and shoot people on the kneecaps, beat them over the head, and say, "You go burn that house down or I'm going to kill you." And then they go out and do it. Then the news talks about great points, and I hope you'll send me that video, Joan.
Well, also what was interesting in part of the video, I mean, we watched it many, many times because we've been making copies of it and getting it out to other Irish people. But we didn't hear about this last year.
Never hear about it. That stuff goes on all the time. Thanks,
right,
Joan. Got to go. Thanks a lot. Walt in Michigan. Go ahead, Walt.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, son. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, I just had a little conversation with Joseph Farah on the phone. He says he doesn't know who you are.
Pardon me?
He says he doesn't know who you are.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, he says his website is a business. And I confronted him about Ann Coulter's book being advertised on his website. And I tried to explain to him how she mistreated people on your talk show the other day.
Well, number one, I've interviewed Farah. Farah has run 10 stories with myself in them, and I've talked to Farah's wife. I've had folks on. So Joseph Farah told you he didn't know who Alex Jones was.
That's correct, and that's who the guy on the other end of the phone picked the phone up, told me. I called his office. I called.
Now, wait a minute. Joseph Farah or the guy that picked the phone up?
Joseph Farah. That's what I was told. I got his office. The secretary answered. She says, "Hold on. I'll get him on the phone." Okay, I did that. He got on the phone, says he doesn't know who you are. Okay, and he says, "We're a business," he says. "We even promote Al Gore's book." And I said, "Well, why? You know, I thought you guys were against this New World Order." He was very abrupt, very short. He said, "I have one foot out the door," he says, and blah, blah, blah. And he was just trying to, you know, get the conversation over with. But,
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, but I don't want to just talk about Joseph Farah all day, but we'll come back. Stay with us.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, folks, I'll just say it. Prior to George Bush being elected, WorldNet Daily, about 80% of their stories were hard-hitting, very important. And now it's gone the other way, and it's just neocon dripping from it. They got a lot of good writers, though, still, that cover some good issues. At least they report on what the federal government's doing and some of the police state measures. But overall, I mean, they will not criticize Lord Bush. And I've got to commend Judicial Watch and others. When Clinton left office, they didn't stop rooting out corruption. And neither did David Shippers. But most of the conservative groups, they said, hey, this is a business, and the money's in catering to neocon, phony conservatism. I don't know about Farrah, but saying he doesn't know who I am, and that's a joke. You know, it is a business. And you know, I mean, it's like Ann Coulter saying she hadn't read the Patriot Act, but she's written a book about how the liberals are liars saying it takes liberty away. Well, all that does is give the liberals a great tool to demonize real conservatism. And I'm tired of this Carnival Barker scam where the neocons are around back the tour bus with the other carnies running the scam about how to fleece us as their marks. Go ahead and finish up with what you were saying, Walt, and then we'll go back to other calls, Bob and others. Go ahead.
Yeah. Who is the editor? I've been going to WorldNet Daily off and on for a long time. I've been getting their email and stuff, alerts and stuff, and I'm to the point now. Is he the same editor that's been in charge of WorldNet Daily all along, or was there a different person ahead of it?
No, he started it, and he writes Rush Limbaugh's books. Ooh, that told you something, didn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, bud.
Thank you.
You bet. I appreciate it. Yeah, he writes the one of the chief neocons' books, the See I Told You So, and that stuff. But again, you know, this country's got cancer, and they're giving us sugar pills while ignoring the real problem. They're talking about a rash we've got on our backs or our feet while we're dying of, you know, a busted aorta. And then you complain about the aorta and go, give me treatment. And they go, I put a Band-Aid on your pinky. Shut up, liberal. So what if Bush takes our guns? He's got a compromise. Oh, yeah, he's got the House, the Senate, the Executive, the Supreme Court, and all this horrible stuff's happening. Just shut up, neocons. I'm sick of you. I love America more than I love you. Before I end this hour and come back with more calls and a bunch of other news, and yes, Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, is joining us. Honored to have him coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll take more calls, cover more news. I have made 9 films, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, covers September 11th, 2 different films, both over 2 hours. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is my newest. It's excellent. If you haven't gotten it, why not? Your purchase also supports this broadcast. My book is out, 9-1-1, Descent into Tyranny. Only $12. It's 230 pages. We're no compromise, folks. We tell it like it is. We put our lives on the line to stand up for this country. So please support us. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films. Big discounts when you order 3 or more. Get my book. Get some of the other great books and items we offer of other insightful authors and producers. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We've got George Humphrey's audio book on CD, 3 hours long, with a free book that goes with it for $18.95. That's 9-1-1, The Great Illusion. What's holding you up? 1-888-253-3139. Order today. Take action today.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizes.